2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Let's do it. The 15-minute morning show podcast. We're coming to you from all over the place. Scary and Straight Nate are in their master control facilities in Manhattan, where there's no one. They're the only people in New York City. Danielle's in her basement in New Jersey. Gandhi's in her living room in New Jersey. I'm in my kitchen. Hi, kitchen. And Froggy's in his guest bedroom. Yep. It's good to have Froggy on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. I love that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to lay out on the bed here. Don't mind me.
Yeah, okay. You just relax. Put your hand down your pants and take a nap like you just had a big lunch. So let's talk about your parents. Okay, God bless. My parents are no longer with us. And I was telling Alex yesterday, I'm not happy or glad that they're not here, but I would hate for them to see this world we're living in right now. Yeah. And I'd also, you know, hate to be responsible to, you know, not be responsible. I'd hate to like just be worried about them right now with all this going on.
I think the word responsible is right, Elvis. I feel very responsible because my dad doesn't listen to anything. My dad is like, oh, it's going to be okay. He's outside. He's doing stuff. He's not going places, but he's outside all the time. And I'm like, Dad, I just wish you would stay home and be more careful. Because
it's like you have kids. It's like you have kids, but they're your parents. But Danielle lost her father not that long ago, but her mother is still there. But you know what? Parents will be parents, and they're going to do things that are going to make you like take your palm of your hand and bash your forehead.
Yep.
What did your mom do yesterday?
So yesterday she called. Well, first of all, yesterday she calls and she can't figure out her thumbprint on her new credit card on her phone. So that was a whole big thing calling. But I don't understand. It doesn't recognize my thumb. I go, well, did you set it up yet? Oh, I go, it's not going to recognize your thumbprint until you set up the thumbprint.
Yeah, it doesn't know your thumb.
And then she goes, okay, I'll call you back. But then she's listening to all the wrong people with information about the coronavirus. So now yesterday it was, Danny, I really wish that I had come and stayed with you. I said, well, I told you that. Because now I can't come there. I go, why? Well, you're in Jersey and I'm in New York. And I'm hearing that if they catch my license plate in your driveway, you know, it's illegal now to be there and they could arrest us. And I'm like, Mom, they're not coming into my house and dragging your ass out and taking you to jail. You're going to be
that's
fine.
That's what her friends are telling her. They're like, they're going to arrest you.
Yeah. You can't. It's illegal now. You're not allowed. Legally, they're going to get you when you're driving over that bridge. You know the George Washington Bridge? They're going to get you. I'm like, they're not going to get you, Ma. They're just not. Oh. They're not. It's not happening.
The misinformation.
You know what?
So if your parents tell them to stop talking to other people, get off Facebook. Yeah. You know, Facebook is really a problem with old people. It really is.
Oh my God. At least disable the share button, please. Like, so many people are posting. And I do like that Facebook now has the warnings when people post nonsense that, hey, this could be nonsensical, just so you know. But I've seen so much stuff that I'm like, really? Where are you people getting your information from? And why should I listen?
Talk about that the thing that they posted on the other day about COVID-19.
Okay. So people keep trying to refer to it as the Chinese virus, which is problematic on a lot of levels. And when you tell certain people that, they try to hit you back with this piece of false information that says, well, actually, COVID literally stands for Chinese originated viral infectious disease. And the number 19 is due to it being the 19th virus to come out of China. That is absolutely incorrect.
That is not correct.
Not even a little.
But they actually say you're stupid. You don't know that it is the Chinese. No, I'm not stupid. You're stupid. It's not the Chinese. No, COVID stands for. It stands for Corona.
Corona virus disease.
Disease in the year 2019.
Yes, because that's when it was discovered. Okay. Which is everywhere. If you just Googled it, you would find that information yourself. But if you're looking to Facebook for your news, there are a lot of problems with that in the first place. But we talked about this. If you're the butt person on Instagram, keep being the butt person. Don't try to suddenly be the doctor telling me what I should be doing and what I shouldn't. Stick to the butts.
Well, I will tell you something I did the other day. Where's Straight Nate? Is he on the podcast?
No,
he had
code 3242.
Oh, he has to go poo.
And he ran out of here wearing blue rubber gloves.
Okay, rubber gloves. Code 3 is 3014. Is that the code?
3242.
That's the code to get into the bathroom on another floor. And you know, if he has to go to a bathroom on another floor, then something in the milk ain't clean. You know what I'm saying?
What did he eat?
Anyway, so I almost pulled a "Did you know what I heard" on Nate the other day, and I stopped myself in the middle of texting, and I erased, because I had heard — this is back, Alex sent me a text saying, "We just heard they're going to close all the bridges and tunnels between New York and New Jersey."
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
They're going to close them for 14 days, and I'm like, and so without looking it up, I believed the Alex News Network ANN to be accurate. I'm like, oh God. So I immediately went to text in a panic Nate to let him know, oh my God, what are we going to do? They're going to close the bridges into tunnels. And then I realized, no, hold on a second. So I went back, I Googled, and I learned that that just wasn't the case.
Yes, but I told you my
rumor.
My girlfriend did the same thing. She her friend texted her that at a certain point at night, everyone had to be inside because planes were going to fly over and spray some kind of a spray to kill the coronavirus.
We're not trying to kill mosquitoes.
She texted all her friends that this was going to happen. And so then when I'm talking to her, so I just said to her, I go, Who told you this? And she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, and then I found out it wasn't true, so I had to text everybody back. I said, you actually texted people that that was going to happen? She goes, yeah. I go, are you serious? And she's like, yeah. And I had my head in my hand for a minute. I'm like, no, she didn't.
Danielle, I wouldn't be friends with her anymore. She's not smart enough to be your friend.
There's this
message
going around, this voicemail that people are playing. I'm trying to get my hands on it. And it is saying that I know someone in the high ranks of government that
in two days, the president
is going to instill the martial law. He's going to put martial law into effect and no one's going to be. And now apparently it's a real voicemail going around, but the information on it is false. Mm-hmm. I mean, this happened like 3 weeks ago, so it obviously is not true.
My sister-in-law got the text message from her friend that her father works in the government to collect as much of your belongings as possible.
Yeah, my father got that one.
Yes. You're going to need. So wait. So my mom's on this text message train. So wait. So I'm terrible because sometimes when my family's on this, I kind of let it go for a little while before I get involved just to see what they're going to say.
Oh my God, you're toying with them.
So I'm like, let me just see what my mom's gonna say. So my mom's like, big letters, OMG, I better get to the grocery store. I better do this. And then I go, Ma, no, Ma, you don't need to get your belongings together. You're gonna be okay. No, it's no, Ma.
I had a friend of mine text me the other day. They're like, oh, I heard there's gonna be a run on cash. I'm gonna go get a lot of cash and just hold on to it. I'm like, for what reason?
Oh Lord.
Okay, how many people are actually putting like going out and taking large amounts of cash, whatever they have in their banks?
No.
Don't do that.
Why?
You don't need it. You're fine. Oh my God. But here's the thing. We are so fast to react without stopping and going, wait a minute, let's think this through logically. And it's thank God I stopped myself. When I hear something that's off the wall, I automatically think that's not true until it's proven to me that's true.
Right.
So I'm not going to believe anything anyone tells me. I believe Gandhi. I believe anyone on the show to be accurate because I trust you guys. But when my husband Alex decides to call through with the news, I do double check his sources.
Elvis, can somebody still explain to me why when you go in the supermarket, there's still no toilet paper and paper towels and napkins? I don't understand. We're not using more. The COVID-19 doesn't make you poop more. I don't understand why we still have a shortage of toilet paper. Why?
I don't know. And I need those sanitary wipes or whatever. What are they called?
The flushable wipes?
The Lysol wipes.
The Lysol wipes.
No, I don't need
flushable wipes. Sanitary wipes.
No, I need the disinfecting wipes. Yeah. You can't find them anywhere. No. You can't find them. I need them because you know, we use these microphones. We need this. I guess, how do you, okay, so let's get really, really down and dirty. And I don't want anyone to think less of me, and it's probably not possible for anyone to think less of me.
Oops.
I need to clean this house today, all right? Alex left. Mm-hmm. There's crumbs from his dinner last night. You know, the floors need to be mopped and disinfected. How do you do that? What do you do? Ooh. Can someone tell me?
You might need to go do a YouTube on that.
Yeah. They say use apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, okay, they do say that.
They?
But does he have that in the house?
That's actually a real thing. Like apple cider vinegar and household vinegar will kill stuff that you would cook
with.
Doesn't
that stink?
Yeah.
Doesn't smell great.
Can't I use Fabuloso? That's my favorite smell.
Yeah. Oh, Fabuloso. I love Fabuloso.
From his 3-2.
Okay, how does it work? Do you pour it in a bucket and then you dilute it?
You gotta read the back of the bottle.
Yes, don't put too much. You'll just have suds. You'll just be mopping suds all over the place. Yeah. So don't make sure you don't use too much.
Okay. All right. And so what do I do? I use a mop, right?
Yeah.
A mop. I gotta find a mop.
You have one of those?
A mop, a bucket, some water, and your whatever your soaping agent is. You got this. Here's the thing. If you don't have a mop, sometimes you can just get an old towel and you can dip it in and then you can get down on your knees.
You get on your knees and do it.
You know, with your hands.
Okay. you can actually use Windex on the floor too.
Yeah, but sometimes it's sticky. It's sticky. Sometimes you have to be careful because certain things will make the floor sticky, I feel like.
But right, is Windex is Windex an antibacterial thing? Or is Windex just a shiner?
Well, they sell Windex that has vinegar in it.
Okay. Yeah, there are certain types
that
do? Has it. But you can also use Pine Sol, Ajax. All that stuff works. Oh. Anything that's under my sink will work.
Windex on things, like I'll go clean a mirror with Windex. Oh my gosh, I leave more streaks than before. Yeah. I'm like, how do I? I don't understand how I do it. It's horrible.
It says it's a non-toxic formula, so it's not cleaning anything. Only things that are toxic can clean.
Yeah, exactly. Just shines you up. You know what? So a lot of the places are out of cleaning supplies, but if you go into the medical supply area, if they have like Dettol or hydrogen peroxide, you can use that for a lot of your cleaning. You dilute it with water the same, and I actually really like the way that stuff smells.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to clean my kitchen today. Wish me luck. But I know there's plants and things growing. There's ferns. I've got fun. They could probably find a new drug in here. It's like finding ferns on the floor of a forest in Brazil. I'm glad you told me about Windex. I thought this stuff was antibacterial and stuff, but it's not.
No.
I think could be, like we were saying, there might be a certain type of Windex that does have the antibacterial stuff, but just the regular old blue Windex that you clean your glass with, I think it's just to shine.
They have Windex with vinegar in it, and there's other things, but you have to actually buy the special kind. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm sure you can't find it. There's Straight Nate. Did you wash your hands after your 2-3-3-3-2?
Can I tell you what I did? Is this too personal?
I don't know. Well, we're on the podcast, so go right ahead.
Oh my God, his gloves are gone.
Okay, yeah. So I wore gloves to go to the bathroom.
Yes. Okay.
It's too disgusting. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, I know what you did.
Did you get it on the gloves? Did you poop your gloves, Nate?
Scotty dared me.
Oh,
to what?
To use the glove instead of toilet paper.
Oh, how stupid.
Oh, no, because that glove's been touching everything else, and now it touched your booty hole.
Yes.
I put on a fresh pair, all right? They were a fresh pair, but I didn't do it. I still use toilet paper because I'm not an animal. I'm not going to use a glove to wipe my butt. That's
are you guys, are you 3 years old?
What is wrong
old?
With you? Listen,
we've really kind of, it's like a sleepover here with Scary Scotty and me. it's really kind of like evolved into dares between the three of us.
Yeah, it's the sleepover that never ends.
Yeah, you know what? If for any reason at all, this pandemic needs to go away so we can keep you guys from harming yourselves.
Seriously, any sentence that starts with "Scotty dared me" is going to end terrible.
Exactly.
Whatever the end of that is terrible.
Mommy, tell him to stop looking at me. He's looking at me. He's looking at me. Stop.
The sad thing is, I gave Scotty the idea, and I think he's actually going to do it tomorrow. Wave him in. Wave him in.
No, right. I don't want to talk about this. No one wants to talk about you guys wiping your butts with your gloves. What
has
this become?
Punch drunk. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Well, this is supposed to be the 15 minute morning show podcast, and we've only done 14 minutes. I think we've done quite enough.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring it down.
Enough damage.
All right. We covered a lot of interesting things today. Google before you accept anything as fact, please.
Yeah.
Don't listen to my husband, Alex, or Daniel's mother about anything. Nothing. We love them, and that's enough. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you for being, thanks for your contribution, Nate, to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. That was just blue ribbon stuff. All right, we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.